For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue making progress against the destructive and deadly wildfires in California. As containment grows in the Camp Fire in Northern California, so does the death toll. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 8 more human remains were found in the aftermath.
That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
There are 1,011 people still missing. The fire is now at 146,000 acres and is 50% contained. More than 12,000 structures are destroyed, and 9,700 of them are homes. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is holding at just over 98,000 acres and is now 80% contained. 3 people died in that fire, which is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
A congresswoman is comparing Nancy Pelosi to a losing football team. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fite says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January.
The White House has been working for days on written responses to questions posed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president's legal team says they expect to deliver those written answers to Mueller and his team sometime early next week. At that time, Special Counsel Robert Mueller will decide whether he wants a second round of written questions or press for an in-person interview with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
People on Capitol Hill are talking about working together. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done, and I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
There's a new abortion bill in Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill approved on Thursday bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. And again, it still needs state Senate approval.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.